The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 32, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 9th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
When egoism in ignorance is agitated by the sex energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the subtle element sound is manifested, and from sound comes the ethereal sky and the sense of hearing.
Tamasatya Bikurvana Bhagavad Bija Choditam Choditat Saptamatam Abhut Tasmat Navasutram Tu Sabdagam. So, this creation, the beginning of the creation is a sound. That modern physicists, they also agree. Sound and light, according to their theory, that the sound is the origin of creation mixed with this modes of ignorance. Everything here in the material world is a spiritual reflection covered by the material elements. So, when this sound is purified, or you catch up the spiritual sound, then again spiritual life begins. As from the material sound, this material creation has begun from, first of all, the sky, nava, or ether, and from ether, air is created, wind, and from air, then fire is created, electricity. You see, from the sound, there is immediate electricity in the sky. The fire, electricity means fire. So, from the sky, the sound is created. From the sound, air is created. By the friction of air, the electricity or fire is created. Then, within the fire, there is water. And after water, there is land. This is Panchabhut. Five gross elements. It is coming from the subtle elements. From the subtle elements, the gross elements gradually develop. So, in the ether, there is sound, sabdagam. And from the sound, the instrument of hearing is created. Srotram. Similarly, our subtle senses, roop, ras, sabda, sparsha, gandha. So sabda, sparsha, then sparsha. Sparsha means touching. When there is air, there is touching. Touching sensation is created. And when there is fire, then form sensation is created. Then when there is water, then rasa, taste sensation is created. And from rasa, water, when there is earth, then gandha. Gandha sensation or smell is created. How scientifically it is described? Rupa, rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsha. They are the sense perception. The sense perception is created from the five elements, earth, water, air, fire, and ether. And above that, there is still finer materials, mind, intelligence, ego, And then, behind that, the soul is there. As the material creation, behind everything, the Supreme Personality Godhead is there. Bhagavat Chodita. It is not automatically taking place. Bhikkhur Bharat Bhagavat Bhidya Chodita. Just like the sex, when the semina is discharged by the man, then there is pregnancy. Not automatically. Similarly, here also, the same thing. Bhagavat Bhidya Chodita and the tamagun, that means the origin of this creation is tamagun, tama. The whole creation is tama. Ignorance. Every one of us is ignorance. We do not know. Therefore, Veda says, tamasi ma, don't stay in this tamasi. Jyoti gama, jyoti is Brahma. Try to come out there. And the whole Vedic knowledge is based on this principle, how to, again, give up this association of tamasic guna and come to the satogun, and then surpass satogun, come to the transcendental position, Brahma Bhuta. This is the position. So as this material creation has begun from material sound, under the agitating, impelling method by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, by spiritual sound, you can get out of it. Because sound is the central point. When it is mixed with tama, tamagun, then the material creation begins. So similarly, if you directly catch up that sound, the sound is Shabda Brahma. Sound is actually spiritual. The Vedic sound, Om, Omkar. Omkarasmi sarva-vedis. So Vedic sound begins, Om. So that is the sound. So if we capture that sound and make further progress, sabdhat anavritti in the Vedanta Sutra, it is there. Anavritti. No more repetition of birth and death. Omkar. If one can chant Omkara at the time of death, he immediately transfer to the spiritual world. Impersonal. Spiritual effulgence. But if you can chant Hare Krishna, then immediately go to the spiritual planet. These are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Antakale, at the time of death, if you can capture this sound, Omkar or Hare Krishna, if you capture Omkar, then you are transferred to the spiritual sky. As it is said, the sky, sabdat, sabda matrab abhut, nava, nava sky. So there is a point where from the sky the material sky begins and there is spiritual sky. The sky is spiritual, where from the sabda it is resounded. Because there is sky, therefore there is sound. Because there is sound, therefore the instrument of hearing sound, the ear is there. So, our material position and spiritual position, the ultimate point is sound. And the sound is presenting in its original spiritual form, that is called Veda, Shabda Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Adikabai. This Brahma means of the Brahma. This of the Brahma was imparted or vibrated by Krishna in the heart of Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Adikabai. And then he could realize what is his position. Then after hearing this sound, he compiled this Brahma Sangita. That Brahma Sangita you have recited many times. The Brahma, Lord Brahma, by personal realization through the mercy of Krishna, on account of this sound, transcendental being injected within his heart, he could see the whole spiritual world as it is. And that is described in the Brahma Sangita. Tintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikhalakha briteshu suravi ravipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam madhipuritam tamam. He is offering He is not claiming himself that I am the first person for creation. Although in this material world, Brahma is the first person. Then Lord Shiva, Rudra. And before Brahma, there is Vishnu. Therefore, it is said, Aham eva vasamagre. Agre, before the creation, there was only Vishnu or Krishna. There was no Brahma, no Shiva. These are Vedic statements. In the beginning, Lord Vishnu was there. And we know the method of creation. There was water, and from that, in that water, Mahavishnu is lying there. From Mahavishnu, in his sleeping condition, there are so many universes are created in the exhaling, breathing process. And when he inhaling, the whole thing is annihilated. In this way, this material creation is coming and going. Bhutta bhutta praliyat. So, we have to understand that the creation actually begins in the tamogone by agitated, impelled by the Bhagavat, Bhagavan. Here it is stated, Bikur Banat Bhagavad Vidya Chorita. Not that automatically. Just like if you take two chemicals, soda bicarb and citric acid, and mix together, make two solution, soda bicarb and citric acid, and mix together, then you evolve. What is called? Bubbles. Effervescence, yes. There is effervescence. So that effervescence takes place not due to this chemical, but due to the chemist who mixes together. Then effervescence takes place and then the action comes in contact. So modern scientists, they're being unable to see that who is mixing the chemical, because Krishna says, Nahang Prakasa Sarvasya Yugmaya Samabhi. Therefore the scientist cannot see Bhagavad Virja Chodita. They cannot see. They are seeing simply two mixture and mixed together. It is mixing by certain process. But who is mixing that they cannot see? But that is Bhagavad Virja Chodita. Maya Dhakkena Prakiti Suyate Sacha. Prakriti is working, interaction of two chemicals or many chemicals. They are accepting it that the chemicals were already there. But where from the chemicals came? They say that hydrogen and oxygen mixed together and the water. Now you see the vast water, not only here, but there are so many other oceans, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and not only in this planet, but there are innumerable planets, and innumerable Pacific Oceans are floating in the air. Where you got so much chemical? Who supplied it? If the hydrogen oxygen is the cause of water, then where from so much chemical came into existence? Of course, it came in existence, the same process as it is stated here. It is coming from the sky. And the sky is generated by Bhagavad Bija in the Tamagun. So originally, everything is coming from the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Krishna simplifying the matter and informing us, you fools, you try to understand, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the origin. And Vedanta Sutra says that Janma Adasya Jataha, Janma Adi, from whom? That is Brahma. That is Krishna. Janma, this Janma, or the creation of this material cosmic manifestation, phenomenal world, that who is the cause of Janma? The cause is Krishna, Aham, Adidhi, Devanam. Then he is the cause of Brahma, Devanam, Shiva, Padma Palasalotan, Padma Nabha. Therefore, Vishnu's another name is Padmanabha. Padmanabha, he causes the lotus flower from his navel, and there is Brahma. And then Brahma creates whole universe. The original creator is Bhagavad Vidya Chodita, not this material. The material, there was no existence of the material. The materials are created by the Supreme Living Being, Nitya Nityanam, Chetana Chetanam. That is to be understood. So, the modern theory that the phenomenal world or this cosmic manifestation is due to chemical combination. They have written books, Chemical Evolution, the same example, that is solution of soda vodka and solution of citric acid mixed together, there is effervescence. But who is mixing? The mixture is Bhagavad Vidya Chodita. This is to be understood. So the creation, beginning of creation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That is to be understood. And the beginning of creation is Shabda, the ether and the sky. I think modern science also admits the beginning of creation is sound. There are so many sound theories. sound and light, they have written so many books, chemical composition. Here also, this is the sound. From the sound, the sky is created, and then air, then fire, then water, and at last this land. So, in the land, there are five perceptions. Roop, Ras, Gandha, Shabda, Sparsha. Five perceptions. In the earth, you will find the form, and there is taste. You will have some taste. If you test earth, dirt, you will find some salty taste. Because earth containing 60% soda. That is chemical analysis. So you will find taste. Ras and Roop Ras Shabda, he'll find also any metal you strike together, there will be Shabda. Roop Ras Gandha, there is smell. You see so many plants are growing, flowers, where from they are getting this scent? You see, you are getting from the earth. The bad smells and good smell, everything is coming from the earth. And where is the chemist that they can take out rose scent from earth? That is not possible. But there is no doubt about it. Otherwise, what from the scent is coming? The rose flower, you are smelling so nicely, where it has got the smell? From the earth. The earth is there. Roop, Ras, Gandha, Shabda, and Sparsha. Then, in the water, one thing is minus, and then in the fire, two things are minus, and from the air, three things are minus, and from the sound, four things are minus, only sound is there. The sound is the original cause of this creation, where we are materially bound up, because I am spirit soul, I have nothing to do with this material atmosphere. Asangayam purusha, this spirit soul has nothing to do, but on account of its material association, it's defined by different processes, we have, grown this body, material body, and we are now, that is entangled. Just like a piece becomes entangled within the network. Similarly, we living entities, we are entangled with the network of this fabrication of this material elements. So, very difficult position. Just as the fish caught up in the net of the fisherman or Maya, similarly, we are now caught up within the network created by the material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva, because we associated the particular type of material modes of nature, then we are now entangled. That the fish is entangled. Similarly, we are also entangled. This material world is supposed to be like a big ocean, bhavar nava, or nava means ocean. And bhava means the situation where repetition of birth and death takes place. This is called bhavar nava. Anadi karama phale pori bhavar nava jale. Anadi karama phale. Before creation, I had my resultant action of my activities, and somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean of bhavarnava, repetition of birth and death. So, as the fish being entangled, he struggles for existence, how to get out of the net. He is not peaceful. You will find, as soon as he is caught up in the net, phat. He wants to get out. So that is our struggle for existence. How to get out? We do not know. So, to get out of this, it's only the mercy of Krishna. He can do everything. He can immediately take out from this entanglement, otherwise how is Almighty? I cannot get out. The fish cannot get out. But if the fisherman wants, he can get him out immediately and throw his water. And he gets life again. Similarly, if we surrender to Krishna, he can get out immediately. And he says, Aham tva sarva papebhya mokkhayishyami ma suci. You simply surrender. The fisherman is saying phat phat phat. But if the fish surrenders, he wants to surrender but he does not know the language. Therefore he remains within the network. But if the fisherman lies, he can take it out and throw in the water. Similarly, if we surrender to Krishna for the surrendering process, this human life is meant. In other life, the fish cannot, but I can. That is the difference between the life of the fish and my life. The fish entangled in the network, he has no power. He is doomed. So doomed in this way, by nature's mercy, he gets evolution. The living entity is entangled in the network of this material nature. He has to go through 9 lakh species of this aquatic life. There are 9 lakh species of fish in the water. Who knows it? The Shastra says. Who has seen how many varieties of fishes are there? But there are many, many varieties. From the Shastra, we get information of the whale fish, Timi. And there is another fish, which is called Timingal. Timingal means he is so big that he swallows up this Timi, whale fish, like a small fish. They are called Timingal. We have not seen. But the Shastra says, therefore you have seen. Because Shastra Chakhushyat, you should see through the Shastra. Otherwise, what can you see with your teeny eyes? You cannot see, say, 3 years, more than that. Imperfect. Every senses, all sense, they are imperfect. You cannot see. You are seeing the sun, but what you are seeing? You are seeing just like a disc. But it is 14,000 times bigger than this planet. So, this naked sense perception has no value. Don't try to gather knowledge through these naked senses. Try to gather knowledge just like how creation is made. That is stated here by the authorities, Kapildev. And if you take it, then your knowledge is perfect. And if you imagine, perhaps there was a chunk, and there was this, there was that, there was that. All nonsense. At least we, Krishna conscious men, we don't accept this nonsensical proposition. Our knowledge is derived. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet. This is Vedic Indian. If you want to know perfectly, if you want to have perfect knowledge, tadvijnanartham sa guru meva, you must approach Guru. Here is Guru, Kapildev, or Krishna, God. God is Guru, original Guru. God gave lesson to Brahma. Brahma gave lessons to Narada. Narada gave lessons to Vyasdev. Vyasdev gave lessons to us. This is Vyasdev's contribution. And if you follow these disciples' succession, then you get perfect. Otherwise, if you speculate, then you are in darkness, tamasi. What power you have got? All your senses are imperfect. How you can get perfect knowledge? That is not possible. Therefore, the injunction is, tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. You must go to Guru. And who is Guru? This parampara system. Evaṁ parampara prātam evaṁ rājarsayo vidu. So, this is the process. If you want perfect knowledge, you must approach Guru. And who is Guru? Guru means the representative of the Supreme Personality of God. Āchāryaṁ māṁ bijāniyāt nāvamanneta karhichit. Āchārya, Krishna says, māṁ bijāniyāt, he is myself, I am. because he is my perfect representative. He won't speak anything nonsense. He will speak something or everything which he has heard from me. Therefore, he is acharya. Acharya means one who knows the shastra and practically uses in his life, and the same thing he teaches to his disciple, that is called acharya. Acharya is not a self-made man, no. Acharya means achinati ja shastrani, one who understands the shastra, the Vedic shastra, and practices in life and teaches the same thing to his student. That is called acharya. So acharya mang bijaniyat navamannet karhisit na asvet martabuddhya. So acharya should not be considered as ordinary man, because he is representative of Krishna. Sakshadharitena samasta shastrai, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, all the shastras, the shastra is the basic strength, platform. All the shastras says, the acharya is representative of the Supreme Lord. Sakshadharitena, sakshat, not indirectly, supposingly, no, directly, sakshat. Sakshat means direct. How is this a directly representative? Suppose Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago or millions of years ago, because Krishna first spoke to Vivashan, imang vivasati yugang praktavana hamamayam. This yoga system I first of all explained to Vivashan, the sun god. That means millions and millions of years. Later on again, he explained. So he says that that very old thing, again I am explaining to you, Arjuna. There is no change. So Bhagavad Gita, the lessons of Bhagavad Gita cannot be changed by the whims of rascals. This is not possible. Aham abhayam. Imam vivasati yogam praktaman aham abhayam. Abhayam, this yoga is abhayam, not that with the change of time the meaning would be changed. That is not possible. The meaning would remain, the same thing. The millions of years ago, Krishna said, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimang namaskuru. That does not mean that the meaning has changed, because it has become old. Now I can change. The speaker can say that when Krishna says manmana bhavamad bhakta, so Krishna is dead and gone. Now I am incarnation of Krishna. You think of me. This is going on. This rascaldom is going on. Krishna is now dead and gone. Now I am avatar. Then the answer is, then when he will be dead and gone, then somebody will come, just like the meaning of my head. One boy was reading my head, and the teachers explained, my head means my head. So the child thought, teacher said, when he explained the meaning, my head, it is my head. The child thought, the teacher says my head, therefore my head means teacher's head. Then another person comes, no, it is not teacher's head, it is my head. Then he thought brother's head, then father's head. In this way, he became puzzled. So, due to this nonsensical meaning, people are puzzled. Then whom to surrender? Because Krishna I do not see. No. Krishna is always existing. Krishna is existing and to be perceivable by you. Krishna has appeared before you. Here is the Archamurti. The Archamurti we are serving, it is not that, don't think, Archa Vishnu Siladhi. If you are rascal, then we think that these people are serving a stone statue. The rascals will think like that. But that is not the fact. Here, practical, serving of Krishna, the same Acharya has taught that here is Krishna. Si vigrahara dhana nittanana singharatana mandiramarjanadu. Si vigraha. This Achyamurti, si vigraha. Aradhanam, you should worship. This is Acharya Pantha. This is the parampara. So, this worship is going on under this parampara system. It is not manufactured. Acharya Mangve, what the Acharya says, if you follow, then you become perfect. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you follow the instruction of Acharya, then you understand perfectly everything. Tad vidhi. But you have to understand by pranipatena, by submission, not by challenging. If you challenge, then you'll never be able to understand. This whole process is submission. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. If you are not prepared to submit, then you'll never understand. You'll remain in this tamo. Tamo. Tamasi ma. But don't remain in tamo. Come to the light. Thank you very much. Thank you.